How's it feel to actually have a game on the horizon?
Feels good, yeah. It's just that, get tired of playing against your own team. You know, everybody says that, but it's a real thing. It's going to be nice to play against somebody else.
Bear obviously installed now as a starter. How is he progressing?
Good. He's had a really good week and had a great day today. I thought he had an excellent practice today. We did some crossover work against our defense, and then we also did some scout team work, and he was very sharp, and then he did a nice job in our two-minute drill at the end.
As the offense has come together out of fall camp, what do you see emerging as the strength of this year's unit?
Well, just we have a couple of veteran players that are really good players, you know, L.J. Martin, Chase Roberts, a few of those old linemen that have played a lot of ball. You know, Austin Leos has played a lot of football, and, you know, I'm going to forget somebody, but the main thing is just those veteran players leading the way, and so we can get good execution around a freshman quarterback.
Have you communicated to those guys that they need to kind of help Bear through some of the what you expect to probably be some tough times at some point?
Well, we just talk about doing everybody do your 1/11th. You know, that's a saying in this program. Just do your job on that play, and if we get 10 guys doing their job, then makes the quarterback's job a lot easier. And so that's really all we're focusing on is just. You don't need to do anything special. Just do what you're supposed to do each play and do it the way you're coached.
We talked to Jay yesterday and asked him how he plans on approaching this game. FCS games usually can get out of hand and get more guys into the game. How will you approach that with a guy like Bear trying to get him reps versus not letting the game get out of hand?
I don't even want to think about that because every time we've ever made, I've been involved with making some kind of plan like that, then the game doesn't go as you expected. So we want to go out and we're going to treat every opponent the same. We'll go out there and take care of business, and if something like that happens, then we'll deal with it when it comes.
Have you settled on your offensive line yet?
Well, yes. I mean, we have 6 or 7 guys that I think I would consider starters, you know, and depends on health and stuff, who's playing where on Saturday, but we have, yeah.
As far as running back depth goes, L.J. Martin, Sione Moa, has anyone emerged in that running back group? And how do you feel about the depth?
Joe Vessa and Preston Rex are both going to play as well. Those guys are right behind those two and doing a lot of good things.
Tuck, you mentioned on Monday on the coordinator's corner that Waylon might be held out this week. Is that a long-term concern, or is it just you're trying to make sure he's 100%?
Not a long-term concern. Just, yeah, he's a little beat up. So that's when you asked me about the starting of the line. Waylon's... He's coming along, but we're going to be really smart with him because he's a proven player. He's a really good football player, and we want to make sure he's completely right before we get into Big 12 play.
How hard is it to have those conversations with a player of that caliber, you know, great player, to tell him that he's getting sick?
Yeah, I mean, great players want to play, but it's not hard. You know, it's just part of the job. We have to have tough conversations with guys all the time, and it's part of the deal.
We've talked so much with Bear about how aggressive it was for him to be able to pick up a playbook what he did in such a short amount of time. Sometimes it's easy to forget that Tiger did the same thing.
Yeah.
After almost the exact same time. Just how impressive have you been with his transition here and earning a spot on the 2D?
Yeah, similar to Bear. I mean, Tiger's a pretty smart guy. He graduated from Stanford in 2.5 years with a 4.0 in computer science. So our playbook, I think, was pretty easy compared to that. So.
You've had a couple years now with the coach-to-player headset integration. How beneficial is that, starting a freshman quarterback, to be able to communicate with him like that?
Great question. That's huge. And I think this year we've refined our system a little bit, so I think we can communicate even better this year than we did last year. We've made a few tweaks to some of our terminology so that we can, you know, be able to talk more before we snap the football. You know, I'm not going to be telling him what to do every play. I don't want to fill his head with too many ideas, but definitely can give a couple reminders before you snap the ball.
You simplified play calls in that regard for him?
Well, it wasn't for him. It was actually for Jake. We streamlined our offense for Jake because we thought we were going to try to play as fast as we could this year and get more snaps. And it turned out to be, you know, blessing in disguise, though. It turned out to be beneficial for Bear because we trimmed down some of our verbiage.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Aaron. Yep.